You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.5 WESA. Good morning, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. In 38 states, including all of Pennsylvania's neighbors, it is legal to distribute sterile syringes for illicit drug use. Leading medical organizations have endorsed the practice that many see as a public health intervention. Dr. James Latronica is president-elect of the Pennsylvania Society of Addiction Medicine.
These sites decrease the rates of hepatitis in the community, HIV in the community, and, you know, overall improve health outcomes.
But syringe services are still in a legal gray zone, and throughout most of Pennsylvania, they're cut off from critical funding. That money includes an estimated $1.6 billion windfall that's coming to Pennsylvania from settlements with the makers and distributors of opioids. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden explains.
Kim Boddicker is a conservative Catholic, mother of seven, and some would say she's also a criminal.
Yep, so they get the package of needles. They get the card, the directions on how to use them.
Boddicker is the executive director of Favor Western PA. The nonprofit is located in the basement of a former church in rural Westmoreland County where it serves those who are in active addiction and recovery. In addition to running support groups and helping clients find housing and medical care, Boddicker provides sterile syringes to people who use drugs.
When that person comes in the door, if they are covered with abscesses because they have been using needles that are dirty or they've been sharing needles, maybe they've got hep C, we see that as, okay, this is our first step.
When used to inject illicit drugs, syringes are classified as drug paraphernalia under Pennsylvania law. Dispensing them is a misdemeanor. And though it's unlikely, Boddicker could be arrested and prosecuted for this. She says it's worth the risk.
You know, are they going to quit overnight because we asked them to? Nope. So let's help them stay well until we can get them to that point.
Research shows that syringe services can also be the catalyst to recovery as these programs connect people to other services, including drug and alcohol counseling. In one study cited by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, new users of syringe services are five times more likely to enter treatment. Dr. James Latronica of the Pennsylvania Society of Addiction Medicine supports the legalization of syringe service programs because it makes medical sense and it saves a lot of money.
Things like syringe service programs, which decrease the rate of, you know, bloodborne illnesses, promote naloxone distribution. We don't have to call ambulances nearly as often, the more of those that we have.
That means fewer patients in overcrowded ERs and lower demands on first responders. The opioid settlement agreement between a coalition of state attorneys general and drug companies explicitly states the money can be used to fund syringe service programs. Allegheny County is one of the few places in Pennsylvania where that is happening. $325,000 settlement dollars are funding syringe services through Prevention Point Pittsburgh. Aaron Arnold is executive director of the harm reduction nonprofit. He says this windfall has made an enormous difference.
For us, it's about being able to spend more time actually concerned with the participant needs and less time on counting the stock that we have available.
Since the 2000s, Prevention Point has operated openly under a health ordinance from Allegheny County. Philadelphia did something similar in the 1990s. Other cities and counties in Pennsylvania could take similar measures, says Scott Burris, a professor at Temple University's law school. Though that would require political and community support.
If there's not backing, if actually a lot of people in the community think it's a terrible idea, it may be hard to run the needle exchange even if you start it.
But ultimately, Burris says, the onus is on state lawmakers.
Why hasn't the legislature joined the states all around us that have authorized needle exchange and taken away the chilling effect and the fear that you might get in trouble?
And that chilling effect has real consequences as it limits the expansion of these programs. Kim Boddicker in Westmoreland County hopes that by being open, she might convince lawmakers to change Pennsylvania's laws.
I just think, you know, if it's something that's going to help someone, then why is it illegal? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
There is a bill that would legalize syringe services in Pennsylvania. It's sitting in the House Judiciary Committee and has yet to be scheduled for a vote.
That's 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reporting. Now, WESA co-reported the story with Spotlight PA's Ed Mahon, and he is on the line with me right now to talk a little more about syringe exchange programs. Good morning, Ed, and thank you for speaking to me.
Good morning.
So now, this story focused on a syringe exchange in rural Westmoreland County. Now, what about other rural communities in Pennsylvania?
As part of reporting this piece, we spoke with half a dozen people who operate syringe exchanges all over Pennsylvania, including some in rural communities. This includes Highlands Health in Cambria County. And the syringe service work Highlands Health does is really relevant within the context of HIV and hepatitis C. In 2016, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention flagged Cambria as one of 220 counties across the country potentially vulnerable to these types of infections among people who inject drugs. And that analysis speaks to the fact that providers say the need is great for this type of work to reduce the risk of those infections.
Now, speaking about opioid settlement money, has Highlands Health received any?
They're hoping to, but so far they say they have not. And, you know, for some context, Highlands Health provides a number of services, including testing for infectious diseases, distribution of naloxone, which is the drug that reverses an opioid overdose. Plus, they do a wide range of standard medical care outside of addiction-related issues. But as you heard in the story, medical professionals and advocates say the current state law creates a chilling effect that prevents syringe services from reaching Pennsylvanians that really need them.
So how likely is it really that someone will be arrested for operating an unsanctioned syringe program?
You know, that's hard to say. We didn't come across anyone in Pennsylvania who has been arrested for operating a syringe service program. But the executive director of the Pennsylvania Harm Reduction Network told us that they do so at great risk and the threat hangs over them. I think the big issue here overall is these programs have a hard time getting funding and expanding because they operate in a legal gray zone, despite a lot of support from the medical community. A range of medical organizations say there's a host of evidence that syringe programs are effective as a public health intervention.
Ed Mahon of Spotlight PA and 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden co-reported a story on syringe services in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Ed, for being here today.
Thanks again for having me.
And you can read more about syringe programs at WESA.fm. I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is Morning Edition on WESA.